Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. With little action taking place in the grain markets this past week, Oklahoma State University Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson said during his appearance on SUNUP over the weekend that judging from the recent price patterns in futures trade, it's likely that the grain markets have finally reached a bottom.
You know, with corn yields, they're coming in just slightly less than expected, and the general talk is that USDA may have those yields too high. It looks like we may be on the bottoms. They hammer them down pretty hard. They're at new lows. They both established new lows this week and then recovered off of that. So the general consensus is that we're at or near the bottom of the corn and bean prices.
Regarding wheat, Anderson says the volatility that has been seen in markets lately has been due to the uncertainty surrounding crops in Russia and Ukraine. It's still unknown at this time whether or not Russia's government will cap exports this year. Plus, there are rumors beginning to circulate as well concerning the quality of Russian wheat.
Well, there's just a lot of uncertainty about Russian wheat production. You know, you look at the WASD, they raised it up about 100 million bushels this last report. There's questions about the quality of the Russian wheat. We know that there was some sprout damage in some areas, and that's going to lower your milling quality. There's also talk that the Ukrainian wheat production may be slightly higher than we expected. You got Russia, their exports are projected to be down 236 million bushels this year. Now, that's good news for the U.S. The Ukraine could take up some of that, but right now the Ukraine prediction is for a decline of 50 million bushels in exports. So there's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of uncertainty coming out of that market, and that's called and our prices to be more volatile.
In the meantime, Anderson says wheat markets seem as though they too have bottomed out, but adds that we will have to wait and see how harvest unfolds this fall in Argentina and Australia in order to determine a firmer outlook on markets moving forward.
We took about $1.10 off the wheat price. We've covered about recovered about 25 cents of that. It appears to me that they've stabilized. It's a lot's going to depend on the exports out of that Russian market. Is Russia going to put a limit on their exports? And if they do, then our prices will go on up. And then you've got the Australian and the Argentine crops coming up. Australia will start harvesting the middle of October and Argentina in the middle of November. Argentina's crops probably coming in about average. Australia's is well below average.
You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.